Well, it's time for our annual chat with Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. We're doing it in an unusual location. We're not in his office or the studio. We're in the Wilf office with a bunch of boxes and moving materials because the Vikings are moving out of Winter Park and into their new facility. So first of all, Rick, I want to thank you for agreeing to pack up my office for
me. Yeah, it'd be great. No, they have anything else going on.
Well, you've been wanting to pack up my offices for a long time, but just not to move me to a new building. So thanks for that. But secondly, thank you for taking some time to meet with us. Your thoughts on moving into a new facility and how going into a place like TCO Performance Center benefits the team?
Well, there's a lot going on this time of year as you're getting prepared for the draft and free agency and everything else we got going on. But to go over there and see Egan and to see the phenomenal building that is and the Wilf supporting this organization to give us the best there is and provide us the best opportunity to have the most success, and this is just another example of that TCO Performance Center in Egan, which is great, and I can't wait till we start getting our own players in there. But also when we start free agency and we start draft and we start bringing some potential future Minnesota Vikings here, it's going to have a major impact, I think, on their decision.
Yeah, and I think so too will the 2017 season, because you guys built a great team and had some success, won 13 regular season games. So when you think back to what was going on at this time last year and you were formulating a plan for 2017 and then you see what happened, how do you feel about last year's team?
Yeah, no, we had a successful season. Didn't reach the ultimate goal, but I know we made strides from 16. And like we do every year, we get together with the coaches and with all the scouts, and we evaluate our roster where we need to improve from a personnel standpoint. I know the coaches are also looking at how they need to improve on from a schematic standpoint. And then we kind of come up with an overall plan. And last year, a couple of areas we wanted to address, we were able to address that both in free agency and the draft. And, you know, coaches did a phenomenal job with a lot of the young players we had to play with, you know, with the quarterback situation that we went through last year. And I give credit to the players, too, for what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, coaching really matters in this league. I know you like to rib Coach Zimmer a lot, and you guys give each other a hard time, but I also know that you have a lot of respect for how he goes about his job. How do you think he did last season?
He was phenomenal. Yeah. Just his leadership, the way he had this team prepared to play every Sunday, no matter if we were at home, on the road, in London, and we're very fortunate to have a head coach that's leading this organization and our football team in Mike Zimmer.
Yeah. Sticking with the coaching theme, you had to hire a new offensive coordinator this winter. So what was that process like, and how did you land on John DeFilippo?
We went through the process. I aided Coach Zimmer in getting some qualified candidates out there. Because of the week of the Super Bowl, when we started the process, we had to do a lot of the interviews down at Coach Zimmer's ranch in Kentucky. It was, we hated to lose Pat, but Pat had a great opportunity in New York, and wish him nothing but the best and to have as much success as he had here. But as we went through the process, just like everything else we do, we try to do it to the nth degree.
Yeah, well, Coach DeFilippo inherited some talent on offense that you guys have already established. So if you think back to free agency, I know that you don't love to really spend a ton of money on free agency. You want to do it more organically through the draft. But you did have some key additions in free agency last year. Looking back, do you think those guys really helped the 2017 team?
I think, you know, the number one priority was the offensive line.
Yeah.
And we rebuilt the whole offensive line. And again, that's just an example of coaches and scouts working together and coming up, you know, with the best solutions and, you know, matching the personnel to the scheme that was going to be run. And I know myself and Coach Zimmer truly believe in, you know, getting smart guys that are truly passionate about this game. And I think just putting the right character guys in the similar type of character guys down in that locker room. Yeah. And when you can combine the physical part of it with the traits that we want them to be to represent the Minnesota Vikings, that we were pretty successful with that last year.
Yeah, everyone's going to be asking you now at the combine about the quarterback situation and the ambiguity that may or may not exist.
They've
there.
Been asking them way before the combine.
Yeah, well, it's going to heat up now because free agency is right around the corner. So how is that, you know, developing a plan for that position? How has it impacted the rest of the roster building?
You know, number one priority was finding the offensive coordinator first.
Yeah.
And you have to go kind of in order. You just can't sometimes jump to this part. There's a process in place. I really believe in the system that we have and the processes that we go through. And it's not a quick overnight deal. I mean, we spend hours and hours and weeks trying to put the best plan together. So the first box, you know, was to get the offensive coordinator in place. Now let him get to know our roster. You know, let us hear what he thinks, his traits are at the quarterback position. And, you know, we've had, fortunately and unfortunately, we have three very good quarterbacks, but all of them are out of contract, so we're going to have to make a decision. And that time, you know, is going to come here relatively shortly, and we're working through that process right now.
Yeah. I know that you're meticulous and very detailed, and so every part of what can impact the team, you pay attention to. How about the advantage of U.S. Bank Stadium and the fans this last season?
That it was an incredible atmosphere. Yeah. And to go back, I mean, I don't know how many general managers have come up to me and just said, that building is probably the hardest building to play in the NFL and the loudest building to play in the NFL. But the building is just a building. And without the fans in there and without the, you know, the skull chant and the game day production and everything that goes in to make that building special. The people make the building special. And I think that really has turned out to be a huge competitive advantage for us when we play in U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, so as you look ahead to the offseason and what's going to come in 2018, lots of reasons for optimism?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you be? Yeah. You know, now you can't control injuries. You can't control a lot of things that happen. But I know everybody is very energized. Even though it's a long season when you go that far, but I would trade down for any day of the week. I know, you know, we're going to have to be very strategic on where we're picking in the draft and really hone in on who may potentially be there at 30, and you're going to be picking in the lower rounds throughout. But we have a pretty good history of manipulating that draft board, moving up and down to really hone in and get the players that we want. But, oh, and then just going into the new building. I mean, we get back from the combine, we're moved into Negan, and it's going to take a little bit of time to figure out where everything is and where your office is and, you know, where the cafeteria is.
I just hope I have an office.
Yeah. We'll see after this interview.
Okay, sounds good. And all the new technology, you're going to be okay with all that new technology?
Well, I'm a little bit old school, and I've always used magnets and stuff, and they just shot me a picture of the new draft board, and the Wilf family, again, just showing their commitment to providing the best of whatever they can provide. And this video board and this new draft board is just something that I don't think any team has. And so I'm going to have to get used
schooled up
using that. But that's why you have and hire a lot of people that are smarter than you, so they know how to do those things.
That's the key to the whole thing. All right, man. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Good luck this offseason.
Yep.